Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Call me a joker, call me a fool, right at this moment. Sharp as a knife, I feel like I'm in the prime of my life. Sometimes it feels like I'm going too fast. I don't know how long this feeling will last. Maybe it's only tonight. Darling, I don't know why I go to extremes.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome to the program. My name's Will Koontz. Anna Hummel will be joining me momentarily. I heard this song over the weekend, this past weekend, and I was like, man, this song, you kind of forget that certain songs exist, and then you're kind of connected with them, reawoken to them. And I go, wow, this song reminds me of the 1990s, because it was made in the 1990s. But it just reminded me of my childhood and a lot of good times hearing this song. So I played it for you. I hope you enjoy it as well. Many of you who listen probably go, yeah, I know, it's Billy Joel. It's a good song. Yeah, I know. Okay? I forgot about it. So if you did, then enjoy it. If not, I'm just telling you my rationale, okay? You don't need to jump all over me about this stuff. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Go there, join the mailing list. Follow me on social media, home_made_man. You can follow Anna, but she's not there. Don't even worry. I have to bug her to even retweet these things and say, hey, you're on this podcast. Will you share it with your listening audience? But yeah, you can do that. If you want, Anna Hummel Radio, if you can find her, you can catch me on the bone for like, I don't know, another week or two, 5 days a week. And then we're going to be going down much, much, less time on the bone as the Lightning approach their season. And we wish them the best. So yeah, I would expect more podcasts and more YouTube videos. So I'd like you to go over to willsyoutube.com, click the subscribe button, click the bell, get notified when Anna and I are live. And I believe it'll also tell you when there's a new video up. I made a few over last week, or I guess by the time you hear this, it'd be 2 weeks ago. And I'm sure there's a new one up, you know, by now too, that I will be doing. I'm going to try to do at least one a week, extra YouTube clip. And that'll be up there. So go check it out. Audio only at willspodcast.com. If you're not into video, I totally get it. I understand most of the audio that I consume. Well, most of the content that I consume is audio. So I definitely get that. willspodcast.com. What else do I want to tell you? I guess that's really it. I don't know. hmbradio.com/store. If you want to get yourself some sort of merchandise, I'd appreciate that. Or if you're feeling extra generous and just want to say thank you, you can hit the tip jar, hmbradio.com/donate. There is a huge event coming up, I guess, that I'm going to be a part of. You know, I don't want to complain because I'm very good at that. I understand. And you probably are done hearing about it. But I found out when you did, if you listened to The Bone, the Bone 10-year anniversary party, Friday, October 14th. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be at the Capitol Theater. It's going to be hosted by Jerry Springer. And allegedly, the whole Bone on-air staff will be there. I'm supposed to be out of town. So I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, to tell you the truth. But probably. Maybe. I don't know. It's got everybody. Mo, the Johnny B Show. You know, Mo and the Johnny B Show found out about this the day of when you did. We also found out we're going to be performing some sort of deal up to us. The other shows, the important ones, had much more time to figure out what they're doing. We are just being thrown into the fire. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. Tickets are a fortune if you want to go. I think they start at $75. So I don't know where that money's going to go. Is it going to, I guess, probably Jerry Springer? I'm sure he's not doing this out of the kindness of his heart. That's for sure. Or maybe into some other people's walls. It will be spackled in by underlings, probably me. I'll probably have to do it, go over to the important people's houses and hide the money in the walls. You know, I don't know. I don't know anymore. It doesn't matter. It's fine. So go check that out if you want to go. TheBoneOnline.com and get your tickets. It's going to be a hoot. All right. Any hooser, let's get Anna Hummel in here. She's always fun to talk to. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast live stream episode 452. Oh, good. I'm getting a notification that my internet signal is low. That's a good way to start out. My name's Will Koontz. Anna Hummel, where the heck is she? Uh-oh. Guess what? Hold on. Let me do this first. Boom! There she is. How about that? Modern Marvels.
Can you give me credit for being on time today, please?
You were, I think, a minute late.
No, actually, I wasn't. That's why I was screaming your name, saying, Will, because it was exactly 4:30, but the time that you noticed me was 4:31.
I don't think so. I saw you pop up. I'll go ahead and give you the credit, but I still don't think you deserve it.
Well, I saw your face, and I saw the time, and it was 4:30 on the dot. So, anyways.
All right. Agree to disagree. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Anna Hummel. I have my Anna, were you around the Johnny B Show when a man named Marine Robb started calling in? Are you familiar with that name? Oh, shut that animal up.
I'm trying. Marine Robb sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. Well, he's a regular fixture on the Johnny B Show now, and he was he's an interesting character. I personally like him, but a lot of people on The Bone don't like him. I think he's funny in a unfunny way, if that makes any sense. I think that's the case with most of our every night callers. Those people, like, every show kind of has their own characters, and we have some too.
Especially, the regulars.
Yeah, especially at night, you know, it just draws out a special creed of folk. And Marine Robb is one of ours, although he listens to all the shows on the station. But he was kind enough to send me a jersey. He said he was going to do it, so This is it. It is a authentic John Lynch jersey. Ooh. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I received it, and I opened the envelope in the studio, and it reeked of cigs so badly that I had to put it back in the envelope and kind of try to fold it back and tape it over so I could get it home. And then I had to take it to a laundromat to wash it, and I assumed that that would get the stank out. However, it is so entrenched with ciggy smoke that it's still... It's been hanging in the closet for about almost a month now, I would say. Washed, Febrezed, but still has a little bit of an odor to it, I would say. So that's good. But it's a cool jersey. I got to give him props on that, and it was very kind of him to send it to me. I don't understand the smoking cigs in your house. Like, why don't you just step out on the porch or something? Like, smoking cigs in your house.
I mean, does it really matter if you live alone? Like,
I think it does. I know that some people say you can't, like they don't understand the concept that somebody can smell it.
Smell, like, you can't. And also, the way that olfactory senses work is, like, your nose adjusts to things.
Yeah.
Like, if something smells bad, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, and when you first walk into a room, you're like, ew, and then you kind of adjust, you don't really smell it anymore. Your nose is really good at sensing changes in something, like something smells different, but then it adjusts, and then you can't smell it anymore. So if you're smoking the cigarette, the smoke into your lungs, and you live alone, say, with just yourself, then I don't think it really matters if you go outside or not. I mean, what good, unless you're having guests over, and I have a feeling the guests that you bring over, if you bring them over, they probably smoke too. So it doesn't really matter.
I think it does matter even still. I do know what you're saying, yeah. And people who smoke cigs don't smell the cigs, but you know that, like, and even though that you can't smell it, you should know that other people can smell it. And, you know, not only is it your domicile, but it's your things. You know, you might want to give them to somebody else and they don't smoke, and then they smell the jersey and it reeks of cigs. Listen, I'm not judging. I am judging. I think it's garbage. If you smoke in your house, you're trash. It's
smoke, period, you're trash.
Well, I get, like, the con. I was a smoker at one point. Throughout my life, there's been periods where I've been a smoker, and I get the thrill, and I get why people smoke cigs. And every once in a while, I'll smell one and go, that smells pretty good. Not enough to get me one to smoke one, but I definitely get the appeal. So I'm not going to say...
Well, just because it's appealing doesn't mean it's not trashy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I would say smoking cigs looks cool at the very least. Would you not agree with that?
No, I don't think so anymore.
Not even...
I think smoking is almost like a period piece. Like, smoking, if I watch, like, maybe like a James Bond movie, which I don't, I've never even seen it. But if you see people smoking in that arena for the time, fine. But, like, high class people now don't smoke, usually.
Don't smoke,
or they try to hide it. You know, high class people do maybe cocaine or some sort of psychedelics or something like that. But smoking, like, here's an example. I'm watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 4 right now. It's set in the 1950s. When I see people smoke in the show, everybody smokes. So it looks cool, I guess. But if that was to be placed in 2022, like, with people dressed modernly and stuff like that, I don't think it would look cool.
So
that's weird.
Yeah, I would disagree with you on that. I still think it looks cool no matter what decade you're in. It just adds it's like wearing a wristwatch or something. It adds a piece of flair to your essence. And
I don't even like cigar smoking. I don't think that looks cool. I think that looks try hard.
No, cigarette smoking is cooler than cigar smoking. For sure. 100%.
Yes. I would say so, yes. I think cigar smoking, even on people who are, like, mafia members or multimillionaires, like people who should be smoking cigars, even they look try hard. Like, even they look dumb. It's like the romper. Like, no one looks good in it. Even if you got a banging body, like, a romper is just gross. No one should be wearing that. You know?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the men's rompers? That was a thing for like 2 weeks.
Those are the romp hymns.
Yeah. Remember that?
I like those because they were silly, but I don't think I liked those because they were flattering.
I don't think they caught on at all. I don't think that was ever really a thing. Yeah, but you know, I would disagree. I think that cigarette smoking looks cool no matter what the decade. Cigar smoking does not look cool under any circumstance, even when cool guys are smoking cigars.
Right.
It still doesn't really look cool. It's just a thing that you're committing to. I respect that you're committing to a tube filled with that much tobacco that's going into. I like a cigar maybe like twice a year. That's about all I can stomach. I've had it with like a nice bourbon and a cigar, and it pairs really well together. But a cigar truly is a commitment that I don't want to undertake. I can't even watch a TV show. You know, I don't want to commit to a television show for a half an hour. And some of these cigars, you're like, you have to smoke it for hours. And it's just not something I'd be willing to do. And it's just not worth it. Not worth it. No. Anna, you were telling me about the story. I sent you some things, and you said we have to talk about this. Vic Faust. Does this name ring a bell? I know you know who it is. I didn't know about who this person was until today.
Well, me neither.
Oh, you didn't either. Okay.
No. I found out about the story. I saw something on New York Post about what you're about to say, and then I started getting just bombarded with emails. And why don't you introduce it, and then I'll explain why.
Okay, well, Vic Faust is a radio personality in St. Louis, as well as, I believe, television as well. He was on, he had an outburst. He yelled at a lady that he works with, and he used profanity at least 40 times, berating a woman named Crystal Cooper, who was part of Faust's morning drive show on September 13th, which was, that was like last week. On KFNS 100.7, also known as The Viper, which is a pretty cool name. In a social media post on Twitter about 12:45, he issued an apology, which, you know, I really would advise against any sort of apology for anything that you do, because it's not going to do anything. The only thing an apology really does is concedes guilt, that you are guilty. And you shouldn't have done something. And if you shouldn't have done something, there must be consequences for this thing. He said, "I'm very sorry that my words hurt Crystal, my colleagues, and my family. I made a huge mistake, and I am ashamed." He said, "As I work to earn trust again, I hope we can have an open dialogue about respect in the workplace and forgiveness. My mistake is not my kids. Please respect their privacy." So I guess people were going after his children online, which is great. So I actually have the... some of the audio, which I believe is censored, I hope.
It is. It is, if you got it from, like, New York Post or something like that. Even on YouTube. Even YouTube, it's censored.
Well, this is from Twitter. So I believe I heard some beeps. Let me see if I can... I've got to be my own producer here, unfortunately. So I'm going to pull it up. Share. Brave tab. Here we go. Share this. There he is. Hey. And let's give it a listen.
Wasn't. Listen, you're a fat, nasty, and you don't bring up on air when I have your back. You're a fat. I don't care if you're here or not.
Be like that, guys. Come on, man.
Serious?
I let it go yesterday.
But you called me stupid for the second time.
Who brought up the stupid subject?
You were
making fun of me because I was dealing with the computer.
Chris was too. It wasn't just me.
No,
Chris
wasn't.
Yes, he said, oh my God, it's going to be here in 3 weeks.
He didn't say anything on air.
Yes, he did. Go back and listen. He was laughing when I did it.
You have a history of attacking me on air, and Chris
knows. No, I don't. You have a history of attacking me on air. Are you kidding?
You and your big fat looking ass. Don't come back.
Really?
You start me the
You're not my boss. I come.
And I'll call you a every day.
Okay, good for you.
Fat, self-righteous.
That's me.
And every day that you come in this studio, I will call you what you are.
Oh.
Fat, nasty bitch. And the only reason you have this job is because of me.
Vic, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Wow. Boy.
It's pretty vile, yeah.
Really, really let her have it, huh?
Yes, he did. And she played it pretty well. She just kind of let him bury himself. Which is the move. Like, she responded with a little bit of with angst, but not, you know, she didn't start, you know, throwing insults back his way. She told him to, like, grow up, but that was pretty much it. And she just let him bury himself. And I'm like, bitch, that's what you have to do.
Here's the thing.
Sit back and let it happen.
Here's the thing about that. Do you think that she didn't attack him back because she was recording it?
I don't know. I think she was kind of just shocked. Again, it's hard to tell because I didn't hear the lead up to it. Obviously, just comes in when it's like, you know, peak crescendoed. But I don't know. I don't know. But I think she played it well from what I heard. I don't know what she said to tip him off like that. But I can't imagine, it, short of hit, you know, her saying some absolutely vile stuff, that he would respond. I think he overreacted, you know, 1,000%. But
do me a favor. Can you hear this on your end? What?
Stop. Wow.
I told.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay, good. So I don't even necessarily need to share the. It's still coming over the air. Okay, good. Because that's only a minute of 5 minutes that's been going
on
here.
Yeah, all five.
I've seen. Now, of course, he got attacked for being sexist and, you know, saying rude words, which I suppose if you look at it under a certain framing that, yeah, on a superficially, yeah, this is absolutely, you could call it sexist. But this is the thing this is the thing I don't like about this type of stuff, this culture that we're in where you just automatically, it's like if you argue with a woman or a minority.
Right. Then if you call her dumb, that's sexist. It's you could call him dumb. Like, you're just calling her dumb. It's just two people having a conflict. And that's okay to have, you know, just because something is not congruent between the two, like they're a different race or a different gender, doesn't necessarily mean that it's fueled by race or gender. It's just two people that may not like each other, and that's okay.
There are so many... I mean, there's classic ones that happened at the Bone. There's SBK and Mo really went at it, I think, a few times. Mike just posted a video.
Every time on Mo's birthday.
Yeah. And Mike posted a video of him and Galvin going at it today. So, I mean, this is something that happens, you know, when you have if you have a spouse, you obviously fight with them. If you have a workmate that you work really close with. Now, I've been blessed in my short career, broadcasting career, to never have this. I mean, I've had like been mad at you maybe, or been irritated or something. I'm sure I've irritated you when we used to work together.
Oh yeah, I yelled at you one time.
Yeah. And that,
not on air, but, and it wasn't anything like you're a piece of shit. It's like, you know, whatever. I need you to pay attention or something like that.
Yeah. For sure. And that happens a lot, but I don't know. I just, like, if this was a man on the other end, would this even be a news story? I feel like it's because of her gender that this is the only thing while it's national news and he doesn't have a job. If this was a male co-host, this wouldn't even be a thing, I don't think.
Yeah, and so what I didn't realize was that this woman, Crystal, is in this women's group that I'm a part of online, and, you know, not to to peel back the curtain a little bit, you know, sometimes I get information from them that I forward to you regarding certain things. And it's actually like a great network because there's jobs constantly being posted and, you know, people have insides of who to contact for X position, whatever. So this woman was actually in that group that I'm in. So when this dropped this morning, Corey Dillon, who kind of spearheads the whole thing, you know, shared the article and was like, this is national news, blah, 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 reach out to Crystal, all this sort of stuff. And then I just was bombarded with things and stories of women and how they were mistreated by men in the workplace and sexism and white supremacy. I mean, it was just wild.
Yeah.
You know, about how they feel so emboldened, these men. And it was just, it went from like a women's support group to like a men's hating group for a brief moment today, which was fun. Like, I enjoyed watching and listening to everybody's stories, but also laughing at them at the same time.
It's just weird because I think this guy, Vic Faust, he looks like the, if they were to go to central casting and kind of pick out a bad guy in these people's heads who are, you know, talk about these white males, bad guys, he would kind of be the poster child. I mean, he has that look.
He looks like a douchebag.
Like, he looks like a douchebag. He does, admittedly so. And his behavior in that instance, he was kind of being a douchebag, it appeared, or definitely being a douchebag.
Yeah.
I just, it just really chaps my behind a little bit that I don't think this would even be a news story if this was a male. And, you know, everybody's dealt with people in the workplace who have pissed them off, who you've argued with. If you, like I said, if you have that close of a relationship with somebody, whether it's, you know, if you're a partner in life or if it's a partner at work or whatever, when you get mad, you know, to expect human beings who are emotional animals to, like, the goal in a fight is to hurt with words so it doesn't get physical. If you can hurt them with words first, that's where you go to. And when you lose control like that, I feel like I'm defending him. I don't want to defend what he did because he's being a dick, it seems like. But I don't know. It's just like to lose your job for being a dick, it just seems like that's a little bit harsh. But that's also, you know, the place that we're living right now in this place and time.
I don't think that's if you're unmanageable and you're hard to work with and you're not a team player when you work with a team, that's a huge disability and that's a huge liability. And so I completely understand the network like letting him go immediately.
But does he have a history with this or something? Because that kind of implies there's some sort of history where he's hard to work with. I mean, perhaps hold on a second. I'm just going to say, like, I don't know. I'm speculating here, but it seems like she managed to keep her cool. And maybe that's just because that's who she is. She's cool as a cucumber. And this was out of nowhere, and she was attacked for no reason. Maybe, as we know that you can put things online in an instant, and this has been done before, where you go, all right, I'm just going to let him, like you said, bury himself. So you hit record, you hit the video button on your phone, and boom. You could be broadcasting to the world right now. You can record it and save it for later and post it later. And you're only seeing a snippet. This is the thing that drives me nuts about these videos that you find online that people have instant reactions to, where you're not getting the full story about what happened, and instead you're just getting that little short-sighted view, and it makes the other person look bad. And I think some people would say, well, there's no excuse for him to use that language. I don't know. How old are we here? I mean, if you're in a fight with somebody and you're angry, you're going to use words that are rude. And, like, the speculation that a lady can't take being called rude words, it's like, okay, well, you kind of have your cake and eat it too type of situation, where you want to be here and you should be here and you demand this, but then when you get some sort of blowback that men face every day, getting called rude words, you just melt down and it becomes a national, you know, world news story. Something's not adding up here. And like I said, I hope I not sound like I'm defending this guy, because I don't know the whole story. I'm speculating too.
I understand where you're coming from. I did listen to the whole 5-minute clip. And again, it's hard to determine exactly, you know, this guy's character or what was happening when you're just listening to a edited clip. But she alludes to something like this happening before. She's like, you've blown up. This is the second time you've blown up at me. He, I guess, then admits to, like, complaining about her to the boss or something like that. Here's the deal. Like, if you come to blows with someone, two male, two female, whatever, like, especially if you're supposed to be working with this person as a team, and this guy, and if you listen to the full 5-minute clip, he's pissing off the producers, too, because they're like, dude, effing chill, because they're like, we got 20 seconds. I listen to the part where they're fighting over the commercial break, and then they come back from break, which was really interesting. I'm like, oh, here we go. And it was like 20 seconds, you know. And so the producer is yelling at this guy to shut the hell up. And then they come back with this, like, you know, corny goodbye, everything's fine sort of deal. And then it ends. But if this guy is just hard to work with, and we've dealt with people like this in the workplace where they are the common denominator for a lot of problems. I don't know if that's the case in this scenario, but if you have someone who's always complaining about everybody else and having problems with everybody else, it's probably them. Like, they are probably the issue, because they're unable to work with people in a team environment, which is necessary when you're working with a team. So I mean, if I was the company, I'd fire him for, you know, for being an a-hole, you know, not being able to work with somebody. People making complaints, and especially if this is getting national attention, I don't want this guy on my team. And these sorts of jobs are like, no offense, but like it's like a music radio show. Like, please, a million people could do this job. Why do I want this guy to do it?
By the way, I'd like to tell the Viper that I am willing and able to take over this role on the Viper.
St. Louis?
Yeah, I would. St. Louis, I know there's a chance he may be murdered, but I feel like in 2022, that's really anywhere. So, you know, why not? I'm open. He's also doing television. I mean, I don't know that he got fired from the radio station. I think he just got fired. It was announced from his TV gig. So he was doing TV and radio in St. Louis. He was doubling up checks, man. So that's big. So I'm assuming the Viper is going to be forced to follow suit and get rid of him. So I would like to say, while I think it may be possibly, I don't know the whole story, maybe he's just a monster, unfair, I would also like to say this is good for me, and I am available to take over on not only television. I could read the news. I think that's not that hard. And the radio show there with Crystal. I'd be happy to host a show with Crystal. So next time you're in your women's group, let them know that I'm willing.
You're available.
Yes, absolutely. Any closing thoughts on this man?
I kind of like you. I want to stress that I don't think this guy's a sexist. I just think he's a jerk, and he's a jerk to probably a lot of people in his life. And just because it was directed towards a woman today or yesterday or last week or whenever it happened doesn't mean that he necessarily hates women. He probably just hates this woman. And that's okay. And he shouldn't be fired for being a sexist. He should be fired for being a jerk. So I would like to stress that, I think, the most.
Yeah. I it scares me a little bit that you're not allowed to get in a fight with anybody who if you're look like me, you can't get in a fight with anybody who's a lady or a different shade of skin tone than you. Otherwise, you're going to be accused of the worst possible characteristics that you can imagine. And like I said, maybe this guy is. I don't know. I think he probably just got in a fight with his coworker. When you get into a fight, you pick the worst things that you can say. He went after her. He knew that she was a mom, and he went after her being a bad mom. I mean, you just say irrational things because you're upset and you're trying to upset the other person. Which, you know, right. I'm not a parent myself, but. You know, if someone called me a bad, you know, father, and I have a feeling that would make me mad. And that's the whole idea, is to make the other person mad and watch it, you know, kind of escalate. You know, men might come to blows. You know, I've seen, Mo and SBK's famous fight. Spike and Mo got into it one day where Spike jumped over the console and was about to fight Mo. That happened one night. So, I mean, like, that's the natural progression, but this is the different dynamic of a man and a lady working together. Obviously, you can't come to blows. Although, I wonder how many people would say that you could. Like, how
probably,
many?
Like, a hardcore feminist would.
Yeah. Like,
I'm just a fan. Maybe people who deny gender.
Right.
I don't know. Like,
how many hits before you can hit back? If, like, let's say that I know Crystal was very cool in this situation here, but let's say she jumped over the counter and slapped him, you know, and kept going. Like, how many slaps before he could go, all right, now it's a fight?
Is this a philosophical question, or are you asking my personal opinion?
I think it's both. Well, both. I mean, you know, I'm asking you your opinion, but. You know, it seems like the answer is five.
She can beat the S out of you and you can't do anything. That's what society would tell you. That's not what I would say.
I wonder. I'm not sure about that, because you just brought up things like, you know, there's a lot of people out there who think that sex doesn't exist and gender doesn't exist. And, you know,
they only use that narrative when it's convenient.
That's true.
So, sex is fluid. Gender doesn't exist. But also there's toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? So it seems like they, and that's what's so great about them, is that they're hypocritical, and they stumble over their own words and their own feet, because they dig themselves into a hole that gender is fluid and it doesn't exist. Yet also, men are trash, men are evil, and there's toxic masculinity. So it's like, well, which is it? You can't have both. But some people would, you know, because they're dumb, they'll just start talking and rambling, and then all of a sudden, you know, trans this, there's no gender, and then also, oh yeah, men are he's a, you know, straight, cisgendered, white male, he's the devil. Like, well, no. But I mean, I would say that if you need to protect yourself to the point where you've eliminated the threat. That's what I would say.
This is why I always carry one of these on me. In case any woman jumps over the console at me, it's going in them. I can tell you that much. I kind of agree with you. I don't know. I kind of feel bad for this guy, but also you kind of got to be aware of your surroundings and where you're at and kind of keep control of the
situation. You're being recorded at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on a radio show. Like, what do you think is going to happen? And you're not just yelling at her. If he was yelling at her and calling her an effing bee and saying, you know, you're lazy, you're not doing your job right. But when you start attacking people's, like, the way that they look or that they're a bad mom, like, it seems like there's just a consensus of certain things you're not allowed to say beyond the scope of, like, the N-word or something like that. But, like, going after someone, you know, being a bad mom or being fat, especially calling a woman fat even if she is, like, that's kind of irrelevant to the fight or to the disagreement. I understand you're trying to hurt the feelings, but if you want to protect yourself, you need to keep the fight within the realms of the rules of, you know, what are the issues at hand? Why are you angry at her? Because she's undermining you? Because she's lazy? Because she's not doing your job? Then keep it within that framework. Don't start attacking her for things that have really nothing to do with her work ethic. So that's where I think he messed up. If he didn't talk about the way that she looked, I don't think this would be a story.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wonder if he just yelled at her about her job performance, if it would still be some sort of story. But absolutely, when he's going after her, you know, other traits, that's what I'm saying. It sucks. You can't, if you look like me, you know, you can't say anything about anybody. And everybody else can kind of say whatever they want about you. But that's just the way it is, you know. And the smallest violin is playing right now for a lot of people, I'm sure. But whatever is what it is. We got one comment from Sean. He says, hi, guys. Hello. And the last story I wanted to touch on with you, I wanted to talk about DeSantis shipping off some of these folks from Venezuela that made their way to the state of Florida somehow, and then he sent them to Martha's Vineyard. But I just feel like
I don't think they ever touched down in Florida. That this is something we were confused about on our show this morning. Here's the thing. I don't know if you knew this, Will, but this was new information to me because I kept saying, like, why are they sending him to Florida if Florida doesn't want him? Apparently, once you enter the country for asylum, you get to dictate and tell people where you would like to go. So apparently they get into the country and they go, I want to move to Florida. And so they were going to be shipped to Florida, but they were intercepted by, you know, people working for the governor, people working for the state of Florida. And they went directly from Texas, I believe, to Martha's Vineyard under the direction of Ron DeSantis.
Okay, so I looked this up. And because there was a woman that called in, our fact checker, as she called herself, and said that these were Venezuelan, I don't remember us saying that they were Mexican immigrants, but they came via Mexico. So she was fact checking us on that. And I go, okay, well, you could be right about that. I don't know. And yes, it turns out that most of them were. And apparently, according to New York Times, not that the New York Times is infallible of bad journalism, because they certainly are, but the article I read was that the plane went, because her claim was that DeSantis sent planes to Texas to ship them to Martha's Vineyard, which seemed like, I was like, I don't know, that just doesn't sound right. I'm not saying it wasn't right, it didn't sound right. And this is the thing, when you argue with people, you go and look it up later, but the time's passed, that person's no longer with you anymore, so you can't go, no, you're wrong, so it's gone. So I looked. Yeah. I tried to look it up right away. It was a plane, according to New York Times, that went from Texas, landed briefly in Florida, then went to Spartanburg, South Carolina. I don't know what for, and then went to Martha's Vineyard. And so I don't know if he, you know, he called up, what's his name from Texas, and go, hey, I got some, drop it here. I'll, you know, pay some gas or whatever. I don't know how they do it, but I don't know. I thought that was kind of funny. Maybe we can talk about that some other time. There's like lawsuits that are coming up, but I wanted to get your opinion on this. You listened to the Tim Dillon show, right? This is where I saw this story.
Are you talking about it being out of season?
But also there was a story about food. Now, you are a maniac with food. You have a very unhealthy relationship with food. As do I, and we kind of show it in different ways. Now, you are very militant about your your health and your what you put inside of your body. Generally, it's just yogurt and lettuce is basically your diet. I'm good sometimes, and then I just everything that I can possibly find goes in my mouth. Everything. So there is this, and obviously we know that food is, if you're not eating lettuce and yogurt like you do, you're poisoning yourself. But I guess that's not true, because the experts have spoken, and there's this nutritionist by the name of Kira Nieb Diop, okay? And she says that food is just food, and it doesn't matter if it's a salad or if it's, you know, brownies, that you shouldn't feel bad about eating food. Have you seen the video? Have you seen any of this before? This is the lady right here.
No, I haven't. I think I briefly saw a headline, but I did not see this.
Okay, so this is great. So they found out that this woman here, who claims that you can eat whatever you want, donuts and salads are the same thing. She works for a company called, Mondelez International, formerly known as Kraft Foods, she has a relationship with. So perhaps a little bit of a agenda bias there, where she might be trying to get you to eat garbage because she makes more money, as does the company.
Of course.
Let me
and
see.
God bless her for that.
This lady was great too. I hope I'm not assuming her gender. You might want to get back on Instagram, Anna, because I know you like these people. Savage X Fatty. Are you familiar with, mm-hmm. with her?
I'm not, but I want to be.
Okay, because she's really good. I wanted to play the video for you and everybody else. I hope I don't get some sort of content strike with this. But let's see if I go to Instagram here. If I can, oh, good, here it is. Do you think I'll get a content strike for this if I play this?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. Well,
I don't think so. You're not playing YouTube.
Yeah, but it's Instagram.
I honestly don't know. You might.
I'm going to risk it and find out. Let's see.
It's probably worth it.
I'm going to throw that one away. Aw, what a cutie. Let's share screen. Brave Tab. Man, this would be so much easier if I had somebody that would do this for me while we were doing the show. But alas, this is
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, can you see it?
I can't hear it. But, okay, yeah, I can see it though.
All right, let me refresh and turn the sound on and we'll watch it together. Here we go.
Donuts? Those are so bad for you.
Oh no, are they moldy? Are they poisoned? Are you allergic?
No, I'm just saying.
Mm. You're judging my food choices based on a false standard of health again, aren't you? Guilty.
Diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false hierarchies of food, and it shows up everywhere.
For instance, harmful thought patterns like earning food through exercising, or that dessert is the reward for the punishment of eating vegetables.
Remember that you do not need to earn food.
We are all incorrectly taught from a young age that our size, and therefore the foods that we eat, are markers of our self-worth. Moralizing food can lead to harmful relationships with food and disordered eating.
Instead of focusing on good and bad choices, try to approach food with neutrality in mind.
The only foods that are bad for you are foods that contain allergens, poisons, and contaminants, or food that is spoiled or is otherwise inedible.
Eat without guilt, regardless of what society says.
There you go. Finally, I feel good. Vindicated.
Oh my god, this sets me above the rest in yet another space. I love it. Great.
The experts have spoken. This is a credentialed went to school. I don't know where she went to school, but I'm sure it's probably somewhere like a Princeton or Harvard or Columbia or one of the Ivy League schools. And she knows what she's talking about. And she says that you can eat donuts and you don't have to eat vegetables because food is just food. It doesn't matter what it is. So I'm relieved, frankly. So I gotta ask you, Anna, now that you've been, you've been eating yogurt and lettuce for so many years, and it turns out you're just a conspiracy theorist because food is food and it doesn't matter what. Yep. Will you go back to just donuts and brownies?
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no. Maybe the jury's still out on this. I thought, you know, I thought nutrition was pretty much solved as a mystery in terms of, you know, things that surely there's a variety of foods that we consider good or bad, and a lot of people are in favor of this thing called balance and moderation, which I'm a fan of as well. But to think that you could just endlessly eat donuts and have a six pack or be healthy, forget about aesthetics, just be healthy, I think is pretty wild. It's pretty ludicrous that someone with, you know, an alleged credential is spewing this nonsense because they don't want to feel bad. Why are we so against feeling bad about ourselves? You should feel bad about ourselves. You suck.
I just want to know why you continue to oppress me on a day-to-day basis.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to pull a Vic Faust on you as soon as we get off the air and yell terrible, terrible things. And I will be vindicated because you are openly oppressing me on the air, saying that I can't eat donuts and brownies.
And no one is stopping you from eating these, Will. You may not be in the healthiest of physical shape, and I don't know what to tell you. Oh, never
seen one of these before?
No. Looking good, looking thick and rugged there, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, I just hope you learned your lesson here and will stop shaming and oppressing the I'm gonna go ahead and include myself in the fat community, fat adjacent. Anyway, I'm getting a little husky. Yes, I am trying to my best to lose weight, but while it's not going well, by the way, and most of that is my fault. But as a person of the fat adjacent community, I think that you need to give up and join us if you want to not be an oppressor.
I gotta go.
Yeah, me too. Let's get out of here. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. I'd like to remind you to please go to willsyoutube.com, subscribe over there. Not only do we get the live streams, but we're also going to have videos. That's right, videos that don't appear on the Homemade Broadcast. Audio, video, whatever. You know what I mean, okay? There's videos over there where I can break down things like Tom Brady's divorce and upcoming divorce and Clay Travis spreading misinformation online. There's lots of things on there that Anna and I don't get to. So go check out willsyoutube.com, audio only at willspodcast.com, and of course, hmbradio.com. My name is Will Koontz for Anna Hummel. I wish you all the best for this week, and stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show's up next. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, good stuff over there, so check that out. Leave it on. If not, thanks for listening to the podcast. Share it with a friend. Post it on your social media. That's about it. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.